Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Abby, do you know what a red flag is in football, when the red flag is thrown?
Oh, you could have just said red flag, and I would have been like, oh, when a guy wears a backwards hat and cargos. It is when something bad hasn't happened yet, but it will.
No. It's when a play happens and one of the other teams goes, no, the refs got that wrong. They throw the flag, the red flag, and they challenge it. That's when you see all the refs under the cameras and they're taking a look at all the angles and stuff. I'm calling one on you.
Oh, God, what?
Cassie, go ahead, grab a mic. Do we want to go ahead and call you out? I'm pretty sure you just lost $1,000.
No, Cassie.
I'm pretty sure you did.
Interns, get in here. Interns, I'm calling you. I need you to come in here and defend my honor in my bank account.
You have been challenged. There is a challenge on the play.
No, I was just playing with you. I came in here and was like, Abby, no, for real, I promise you. I came in here and I was like, Abby, there is the cutest guy in the break room right now. Never seen him before.
All right, hold on, let me set this up here, because there's $1,000 on the table for Abby for 30 days that I've challenged her. Like, no guys, no talk. You don't try to attract them. You get off the dating apps, everything. And I'm telling you right now, guys will start flocking themselves towards you. That's the way the universe works. You just have to ignore them. And I said, if you can do that for 30 days, I will give you $1,000 now.
And so I, being a disruptor and an enabler and a drama queen, came in here and was like, oh my God. And the bar is so low. All this poor guy did was just say, hi. Like, that's all he did while getting coffee. And I'm like, oh, I've got a friend who would be perfect for you. Well, let me go. So I just said, hi, and literally ran to the studio and was like, Abby, you got to go to the break room. He's so cute. Anyway,
at that point, no offense has been taken yet, because she's sitting in the studio. You tell her that there's some hottie. And if she doesn't leave the studio and go near him, then we got no problem.
Right. And so then Abby left the studio and she walked down the hallway and I caught her talking to the intern. She did absolutely nothing wrong.
And the interns are here as my witness.
Yes, that is 100% true.
There was no look. There was no flirty anything.
Zero.
Okay.
What were we in there doing? Tell them.
We were talking about Justin Bieber.
We're talking about Justin Bieber for the E-Buzz, because I walked in there. I was like, y'all, it's a slow news day. Whoever can pitch me the best entertainment news story can come in and chat with me.
And given money for Rebecca.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, we can't say the surprise, but we're also planning something for Rebecca as well. Surprise!
Way to go, Caroline.
Another flag on the plane.
Now, we did dispatch Amber to go and do some recon, but that was me. I dispatched him.
And Amber, when you did your recon, did you come back and did you report it to Abby?
I think that Cassie has been hallucinating attractive men, because I walked this whole floor and I did not see the man that you described. I did see
Why did you send the lesbian to look for the hot guy?
Because I know a handsome man when I see one. I just don't want to do it.
She can be objective about it.
Yeah, I think Mo was very attractive, but I don't want to do anything with him.
Yeah. There's so much more offensive here. So you're like, no, I did a lap around the whole building, didn't see one good looking guy.
You're broadcasting right now in the hallways.
Well, I didn't see everybody in the hallways, but all this is, we want to drop about Abby, but it's really just commentary on my sad, lonely, pathetic parent. I saw a mannequin and was like, it's a boy. I'm so attracted to it.
I thought Cassie was doing me a solid by trying to save me $1,000 and setting you up.
That's what you should be mad at. You should be mad at Cassie.
I forgot about that. I
really thought I was having my girl's back. I saw like a cutie with a smile and was like, let me get that together.
How can you forget about that? We talk about it every single day in the 6 o'clock hour.
I guess love is just more important than money.
That is not true.
Let me tell you.
All right, so far you're still in good standing.
Am I going to need an escort when I have to go to the bathroom after this break?
I don't know. Are you meeting that guy in there?
Maybe.
Is there anything you would want to confess up until this point that would somehow, some way, I'm just saying you're on the honor system here, but there is $1,000 on the line. Have you been close in any way, shape, or form?
0%. And you guys have been supervising, so I was with y'all all weekend. Y'all know I don't leave my apartment during the week anyway, so. So if I was going to meet a man, it would be in the break room. But I wasn't because I was in the intern's room.
And we're all going to be at the club together on Friday night.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so
yes.
At the club, you guys will get to supervise me. And yes. I'm going out Friday. Y'all know I'm not going out on Saturday because you have balance.
But men can approach her, right?
Yeah.
Right. So at the club, they come up to you, then you don't have to turn them down, right?
Yeah, and there's a little bit of a fine line here on Friday night because...
Singles night.
Yeah, because it's a work night also. So you don't want to be rude to any dude that comes up to you. But you're also going to have to be on the honor system to just like not give the vibe back. You can't give them the whammy. You just got to take off.
Yeah, so if I just shut you down ASAP on Friday, you know it's because I'm trying to get paid.
All right, so you're still in good standing. You are okay.
I am. Okay. Cassie is my witness.
Okay.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.